Like I just said before, I wanted to just do a quick update. I think firesides are one of the best communication tools we have, and they weren't done, so I just wanted to do one real quick. I only have a few things to share with you, but I got some good stuff. I think you're going to enjoy it. So first off, Fire had a State of the Alliance today, and in the State of the Alliance, it was predicted that goons will fail Cascade in 1 or 2 years. Fire is winning the war. So that was what the message they conveyed to their alliance. So if you guys want to start packing your things up, we only have 1 or 2 years left. They also talked about how they were effectively stopping us from making money and such in Delve because of their harassment. So between that harassment and any other harassment going on, we have only a short time left. And I want to say it's been an honor to be with you all. There is another interesting update from our enemies, and this one was from Test Alliance Please Ignore, which we've all been doing very effectively. They had a meeting, like an alliance-wide giant meeting, and it had, well, let's say about 150 people. So that's like they're all hands on deck, meaning is 150 dudes. And they announced that they are moving. They are leaving Outer Passage and they are moving to 5ZXX in NPC Pierblind, the old home of Mortis Angels. So Test will now be moving from Outer Passage. Applepear, you want to drop that link for the Fortizar that they lost recently in Elysium? I think Apple can drop this link, and you guys can see. Yep, this is the mighty Test Alliance as of now. So that's the general news on our enemies right now. Other than that, nothing terribly important has gone on this week that I can think of. Moving on, I'm gonna give you guys a war update. It's slow going, but we're winning. It hasn't been terribly exciting. I can't link you guys a bunch of awesome battle reports. Unfortunately, we are in the putting money in the bank scenario right now, and as you all know, when you ref iHubs, you ref Citadels, that's putting money in the bank, and you withdraw that money when they come to fight for it, or when you get to destroy those structures. So I encourage you guys to come help us put that money in the bank. In this time of financial uncertainty, it's better than ever to deposit your money somewhere safely, which is with a void into a Astrahus or Fortizar. Invest your money wisely. Please invest it in Goonfleet. I have a note from finance, and they're saying we would really like you guys to do PI. What does PI stand for? Is that planetary interaction? I literally don't know, but whatever it is, you guys should do it. Go to those stations and get the PI. I know it's boring, but you get money for it, and it helps the alliance. Please, please consider doing that. It's a good way to get some pretty much AFK income. You don't have to do a lot of work, and it helps us out. And you can just put it on the local market. There are also threads that are being posted in Elysium saying this is how you do PI. And then I want to go give you guys an update on the Alliance executor situation. We have still not decided on that yet. I expect it to be racked up by next weekend. We were thinking about doing it this week, and we've decided to give it one more week, so no surprise announcements. It should all be done by next weekend, and we're not going to be doing any kind of like council situation. There's going to be no FCONs here. We will choose an executor. That person will have real ultimate power. The only thing that we are like going to be working on is we do not want to get in a situation like we had before where the person in charge can only leave on their own interest, meaning it's going to be more like a CEO, where there will be a board of directors who can either ask them to leave or, if necessary, force them to do so. We don't want to have any like court intrigues, but it's just sort of a safety net. So we're trying to devise a system that will allow that within the mechanics of the game. And we want to make sure it's a pretty good system. So that is the entirety of the update. Like I said, I just want to give you guys what we had, because I think it's good to keep everyone informed. And also, there was some interesting stuff from our enemies today, as far as predictions and important moves.
And now join the Munin fleet in out of 1DQ in Optree, so you can kill harpies.
There you go. All right, so that sounds good. That will wrap up the fireside, guys. I appreciate everyone who showed up. And it'll be real quick. I know we got late time zone Europeans who need to go to sleep or do whatever else it is needed to do. Thank you guys for showing up. Much appreciated. You have a good night.